Athens, City of the Gods. Athens is the capital of Greece and is also one of the oldest cities in the world, with a history that stretches back over 3,500 years. The metropolitan city area has a population of about 3.7 million people. Located in southern Europe, on the shores of the Mediterranean Sea, it is surrounded by beautiful mountains on all sides. The city is blessed with all-year-round sunshine, with hot summers and mild winters, so it is the perfect city break for sun and culture. In 2004, the Olympics were held in the city, and it is also the place where the first Olympics were held in 1896. The city is also seen as the home of democracy, the birthplace of poets, writers, playwrights, philosophers, and heroes. To this day, the museums are full of ancient artifacts from the golden ages of Greek society. This is the city of Plato, Socrates, Aristotle, and Pericles. This is also the home of the gods of ancient Greece and can be seen anywhere from the Acropolis to the harbour at Piraeus. Any visitor to Athens will feel they are being transported into the past to a time of gods and heroes. Sites. The Acropolis. The Acropolis lies on a rock overlooking the city of Athens. It contains many ancient ruins, reminding us of the rich history of Greek culture. These include the magnificent Parthenon, which was finished in 238 BC. It is a temple dedicated to a goddess Athena and remains one of the greatest buildings in the history of European culture. The Parthenon is made up of many marble columns and has influenced the architecture of many modern and historical buildings. For example, the White House in Washington is based on the classical Greek style. Admission to the Acropolis is 12 euros, but there are concessions for students. The National Archaeological Museum. The National Archaeological Museum in Athens houses one of the most important artifacts from a variety of locations around Greece. From prehistory to late antiquity, it is considered one of the greatest museums in the world and contains the richest collection of artifacts from ancient Greece. The Odeon of Herodes Atticus. The Odeon of Herodes Atticus is an ancient theatre, still used today for concerts and plays. It houses up to 5,000 people at a time. This is a great place to soak up the atmosphere of modern Athens in an ancient outdoor arena. The Odeon is the perfect place for long, hot, sultry Mediterranean nights. The Olympic Stadium. The Olympic Stadium was renovated in time for the 2004 Summer Olympics. The stadium was then officially reopened on the 30th of July 2004. It hosted the athletics events and the football final at the 2004 Summer Olympics. It also hosted the opening ceremony on 13th of August and the closing ceremony on the 29th of August 2004. Athens nightlife. Athens is famous for its vibrant nightlife. The Greeks like to have a good time, and every night the streets come alive. There is plenty of choice when it comes to restaurants and bars. Generally, the city comes to life after 10. You can go for dinner at the city's tavernas, where you can buy traditional Greek food. Athens also has many nightclubs offering all kinds of music. Traditional Greek music is very popular with both tourists and locals alike. The Plaka. The Plaka is the oldest section of Athens. This is an area full of restaurants, jewellery stores, tourist shops and cafes. Though it is quite commercialised, it is still arguably the nicest place in central Athens. Most of the restaurants are typical tourist places, but the quality of food is very good and usually not that expensive. The wines of Greece are also very good, especially when you drink in the local tavernas. Also, you must try the local ouzo, a drink made from aniseed, the most popular drink in Greece. Athens is a vibrant city with much to offer the discerning traveller, and despite the doom and gloom surrounding the Greek economy, the people still know how to party and have a good time. Athens is a city where the ancient world meets modern times. It's one of the true gems of the Mediterranean.